Hello, this is Burt Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Just a quick reminder of the Bob Bennett concert that In Christ Ministries is sponsoring. It's on Saturday, October the 12th. Starts at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. It's going to be in Tryon, North Carolina, and you can go to our website to find out more information and to register for a free reservation. It's www.bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. So it's, again, that's Saturday night, October the 12th. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a great time. We do request you make reservations. And here's a song by Bob Bennett called Madness Dancing. It's a really cool song. He talks about the differences people have in Christianity and the way they see different things. But in the middle of all that, he's praising God and just saying, let the madness of the world and whatever else just go on by. He's going to praise God. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we get in the word, we thank you that revelation knowledge will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people, to light up the way that we should walk. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about choices in the walk of faith. We've said that there were five choices the Lord dealt with me on, and with the first one, number one, was choose humility over humiliation. The second one was to choose to stand on His Word, God's Word, no matter what happens or how long it takes. A third one is to choose to look on no one after the flesh or after the natural, not to look on the circumstance. You don't deny the circumstances there. You deny its right to remain, and you understand the source of that circumstance by not looking on the natural, but looking in the spirit realm. And number four, choose to pray and praise, because prayer and praise stop the devil. Number five, choose to rest in peace. Amen. And I left you with a scripture. We talked about Hebrews 4:3 briefly. I'd left you with a scripture over in Philippians 4, verses 10 through 13. Before we get into that, I was reminded right before I finished recording the previous episode of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. From the King James, it says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Okay? So there are temptations, there are tests, there are trials. I mean, they're all common to man. That's what Satan, the god of this world, the defeated one, I like to call him, he's going to throw the temptations at you. God's not going to tempt you with evil. Okay? But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able. Now, God's not doing the tempting. Okay? Because he can't lead us into temptation. Amen. Now, that's a whole other topic we can get into some point in time. But not with evil. He cannot tempt you with evil. So, but God is faithful, who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation. In other words, he's coming alongside you in the midst of that test or trial. He will also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it, that you can work the word in the midst of it. That's why he could tell Paul that my grace is sufficient for you. I didn't put this on you, Paul, but my grace is sufficient for you to get out of this, to take the word of God, your dominion and authority in Christ, and move beyond this. All right? So, but with the temptation, he'll make a way of escape. One translation says, to a landing place. Boy, I like that. There's always a landing place, and that landing place is his spirit, his power, his word, his love. And we can stand on that word in the middle of things when it doesn't seem like there's, when we're falling, when it seems like we're falling down, there's a landing place for us. And that landing place, when we're walking in that landing place or on that, that shows we're walking in God's rest. I know many times our minds get crowded. They get clouded and crowded with all sorts of thoughts. But you know something, God loves you and he loves you so much. He knows what you're walking through right now. He understands, and he has made faith and his love available and the Holy Spirit available to help you through it. Praise God. I'm getting way off topic again, but maybe not. Let's go back to Philippians 4, 10 through 13, like I mentioned to you. Paul here is talking. He said he's out there and people did not have an opportunity to show how financially or how to support him and in his welfare. He calls it the King James or the Amplified rather. But verse 11 is a key verse because it doesn't necessarily, it can talk about finances, but it talks about any circumstances, verse 11 and 12 and 13. He says, let's start with verse 11 this time. Not that I'm implying that I was in any personal want, for I've learned how to be content, satisfied to the point where I'm not disturbed or disquieted in whatever state I'm in. Wow. Arthur S. Way, one of my favorite translators of the Bible, the New Testament, said this. He says, no, I have learned in whatever condition I am to be independent of circumstances. Oh my goodness. Let's come back to that in just a minute. Independent of circumstances. Verse 12, I know how to be abased and live humbly in straitened circumstances, and I know how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance. I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation, whether well-fed or going hungry, having a sufficiency and enough to spare, or going without and being in want. I have the strength for all things. So he's not just talking about, you know, when financial challenges had come his way. He said, I have strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay? But in the Amplified, I have the strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength into me, for I'm self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Praise God. What a glorious word here that we can look at. When the circumstances come our way, like they did Paul, and in the area of finances was for him, but let's just take it in the area of healing. Let's take it in the area of relationship issues. In whatever challenges you and I face, in all things, we can have strength in Christ who empowers us. I love that in verse 13, that so that we are equal to anything that comes our way. We're ready for anything and we're equal to anything that comes our way. And we're, as Arthur S. Way says, we can be independent of those circumstances. You see, in my life, in your life, when the circumstances are trying to rule us, they're attempting to overwhelm us. Don't be dismayed. That word in the original language in the Old Testament, be not dismayed. That means not to be overwhelmed or overcome. So we can be independent of those circumstances because we're walking in faith, and we can change those circumstances with God's love and God's word. I had a situation where I was really at rest and at peace, and the person who cuts my hair one day, when I went to get my hair cut, when I got ready to leave, they asked, was I feeling okay? And I said, well, yeah. They said, you don't act like you feel well. But the key was, you see, I was at peace and I was at rest. Even though there were circumstances in my life, I had learned in those particular areas to be content, to be independent of them. And I got to thinking when I left and got in my car, well, my goodness, how was I acting before? Oh, my. See, rest can change your personality. It can bring you peace, the peace of God, and people notice it. Praise God, they notice it. So we need to release our stress release it to God. Say, I don't want this, God. This is not something I need in my life. Because faith is the result or the fruit of surrender. Not striving, but surrendering to God's will. And we know God's will is in His Word. Praise God. Do you know the will? If I'm surrendering to the will, do I know His will? Well, you need to study the Word of God or you won't know it. Because the Word says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. So I won't be ashamed. I won't be humiliated like our first choice that God talked to me about. Choose humility over humiliation. I renew my mind and prove out the will of God, and I can grow in His will. You see, many Christians today, and myself included, I've thought this way. Well, it's just whatever God brings or whatever happens is whatever happens. Well, no. Whatever happens, there's a reason behind it. A lot of people say, well, there's a reason behind what happens. You know, everything happens for a reason. Oh, yeah, it does. And you've got an enemy against you who's trying to convince you that it's God bringing the challenges in your life. And God's bringing these negative things that like sickness and disease. God's not bringing them. He doesn't have them on earth as it is in heaven. And its sickness is not in heaven. Thank God. Well, if I've been delivered from the power of darkness, then I have power, according to Colossians, then I have power over the power of darkness. So I can rest in God's power and in His love. Praise God. You know, the Word says that we can have joy and peace in believing. And that's what we need, that rest of God, that joy of God in the middle of our faith. That way we know we're in faith and we're not in worry and doubt. Jesus said, my peace I give to you, I leave for you, not as the world gives. So it's up to you and me to receive His peace and to stop trying to get peace through the world system. There are things we enjoy doing in the world, but we're not of the world. Hallelujah. So I'm not owned or possessed by the world. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is your Lord if you've made Him the Lord of your life. And I love that scripture over in Isaiah that says, and I've made a confession out of it, great is the peace of my child, for he is taught of the Lord, not the world system. And great is the peace of your child and you, because you're not taught of the world system. Praise God. I proclaim that you have received something from this series that will help you. Those five choices and more that we make every day when we're walking in faith. Let me go before the Lord in prayer with you right now. Father God, I thank you right now. We just come before you. We look to you. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, knowing you will exalt us in due time, according to 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7, by casting all our care on you, for you care for us. And Father, we just thank you that you will help lead us and guide us through the choices that we need to make in our walk of faith, and that our choices will bring life, because there'll be choices of life, and those choices of life will bring blessing in our life. We thank you for that, Father. I pray for this believer, this person, as they choose to walk in faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.